On arrival there, I was accompanied by a local Garda from Mount Charles Garda Station. On arrival, Greg, we found a Yorkshire Terrier dog, which was deceased and had been placed in a plastic dog kennel at the rear of the property. I removed the dog to allow for an examination. I discovered cuts on the dog's face area, and the complainant was spoken to at the property and did allege that somebody else was responsible for the killing of this dog. I removed the dog from the property, brought the dog to a local veterinary practice there in Donegal Town to allow for a clinical examination. And it was there that the extent of the injuries were revealed. The dog had a catastrophic abdominal hemorrhage, and it also had a ruptured liver, causing death.
Yeah.
No. Subsequent to that, Greg, a statement was made to the local Gardaí in Mount Charles from a neighbour who had actually witnessed the defendant kicking the dog in what was described in court there yesterday like a football in the air the previous evening.
And the investigation clearly then was a thorough one, and credit to the people that came forward and who gave their witness statements, because it's that kind of information, that kind of cooperation that leads to these convictions.
Certainly so, Greg. We can't thank the individual in question here enough, to be quite honest with you. As I always say, the public are the eyes and the ears for animal welfare in County Donegal and the length and the breadth of this country.
There's no doubt that this little dog endured terrible abuse in its final moments on the planet.
Greg, this dog would have died a very, very painful, painful and suffered quite a bit before it would have passed on.
Now, 27-year-old Christopher Foy was jailed for his crime.
That is correct. Christopher Foy was jailed by Judge Aylmer yesterday for 18 months. And also, he was also disqualified from keeping animals for his lifetime.
And it's a significant sentence, that, in sending out a message. I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth. You presume it. You welcome it. You think it is a significant sentence, Kevin?
This is a very, very significant sentence, Greg. For anybody to be convicted of animal cruelty is a big thing. Mm. But on top of that, for anybody to be disqualified or denied the opportunity of ever keeping an animal for their lifetime is very, very significant.